You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Before we get started, I want to let you know about a book I wrote that you can buy. It's called Go Save Your Brother, and it's about a kid whose little brother gets snatched up by a demon and she has to go save him. It's funny and exciting and ridiculous, and I think you'll like it. You can find the audiobook on Audible and Spotify, and you can find the ebook pretty much everywhere. Click the link in the show notes to check out Go Save Your Brother. Now, on to a shout-out. Happy birthday to Barrett from Rockport, Texas. I hope for your birthday you get a flame-throwing robot mech and a flock of geese that does your bidding and a magic watch that lets you rewind time and a big bucket of goofballs. I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a battle mech captain who leads a group of giant robot-suited dudes into battle against an underground lizard invasion. Happy birthday, Barrett. Today's episode is titled Invisible Invasion, Part 5. Devney and Samaya crouched behind a humming generator as their distraction did its work. The explosion they had rigged in the fuel storage shed wasn't huge, but it was definitely getting everyone's attention. Black smoke bellowed into the night sky as alarms blared across Vale's island compound. "I love it when a plan comes together," Devney whispered, watching guards and scientists running toward the smoke. "Don't celebrate yet," Samaya replied, tugging at a patch of visible skin on her arm where the invisibility spray had worn off completely. "We still need to figure out how to free all the animals." They darted from shadow to shadow, taking advantage of the chaos. Exploding the fuel storage was causing the lights to flicker as they snuck back into the advanced labs to free the animals. The sisters had gotten good at moving silently over years of training, but it was harder now that they were only partially invisible. Devney looked like a floating head in places, while Samaya's right arm and left leg had completely reappeared. As they pressed against a wall to let another group of panicked scientists rush past, something caught Samaya's eye. Through the metal grating of a ventilation panel near the ground, she spotted pulses of strange blue light. "Dev," she whispered, pointing. "Look at that." The light was soft and blue and pulsating gently. Devney knelt down to peer through the grating. "That's weird. It's not like any of Vale's other tech." As if in response to her words, a much larger pulse of light rippled through the grating, accompanied by a low hum that made their teeth vibrate. Above them, the facility's lights flickered, and they heard the distant sound of Vale's combination machine powering up. "I bet there's something down there, a backup power generator or something," said Samaya. "If we can get down there and blow that up, the place will be entirely disabled." Then another pulse of blue light, another power fluctuation. This time they heard something else, something that sounded almost like a cry of pain, but not from any creature they'd ever heard before. The girls scrambled through the halls, finding it much easier to sneak around now that everyone had run out to check on their distraction. Finally, they found a door marked Subfloor and pulled it open slightly. The building they were in was white walls and high-tech equipment. But beyond this door was an old stone staircase, cut right out of the ground. And the walls were stone and even bare soil in spots. The gentle blue glowing came from somewhere down the stairs. The sisters exchanged looks. They had come to free the animals, but it seemed like they had stumbled onto something much bigger. "Should we?" Samaya asked. Down the hall behind them, a door burst open, and they heard Vale's voice. Check every sector. Find out what's causing these power fluctuations. Get us back online now. Definitely, Devney replied, pushing Samaya down the stairs enough to close the door behind her. Whatever's down there, I bet it's the real story behind all this. The stone staircase spiraled down into darkness, lit only by that pulsing blue light. The deeper they went, the more the sterile laboratory feel of Vale's facility gave way to something ancient. The walls were carved with strange symbols that seemed to shift and move in the blue glow. This isn't Vale's technology, Samaya whispered, running her fingers over markings that looked like creatures merging together. This was here long before him. Another pulse of blue light rippled up the staircase, and with it came that strange cry. Clearer now, and definitely filled with pain. The sisters hurried up. The staircase opened into a vast chamber that made them both gasp. The ceiling soared up into darkness, supported by columns carved to look like intertwining magical creatures. Stalagmites of all sizes stuck up from the ground all over. But it was what floated in the center of the room that held their attention. Suspended with a shimmering barrier of black energy, was the most beautiful creature they'd ever seen. It looked like a fairy made of starlight and flowing water. The fairy glowed a gentle blue, and its wings fluttered slowly. Black crystals surrounded it in a circle, each one pulsing with stolen light. "What is that?" Devney breathed. "Look," Samaya pointed to the wall behind the creature. A massive mural spread across the stone, telling a story in flowing images. It showed the fairy creature, free and magnificent, touching different magical creatures with tendrils of light. It was clear from these ancient drawings that this creature had the ability to blend characteristics from one creature to another. "It's some kind of helper spirit," Samaya said, studying the images. "It helped creatures share their gifts when they needed to." Another pulse of light from above, and the creature writhed in its prison. The black crystals flared, drawing power from the fairy. The facility's lights brightened overhead. "Vale's not creating combinations with science," Devney realized. "He's stealing this creature's power. All those machines upstairs are just for show." Samaya moved closer to the barrier, careful not to touch it. The creature turned its ever-changing face toward her. Its eyes held ancient wisdom and deep pain. "Those black crystals," Devney said, examining them. "They're what's holding it. If we could break them..." Samaya looked at the crystals, then up at her sister. "Remember what the scientists said about barbecue bee heat being the most stable power source they had?" Devney grinned. "You thinking what I'm thinking?"
We need a barbecue bee,
they said in unison. Heavy footsteps sounded throughout the halls above them. They needed to move fast, but first they had to get past the guards, back upstairs, and somehow free a barbecue bee. And they had to do it all before Vale could begin his Phase 2 combinations. The creature let out another cry of pain, and this time they could have sworn they heard words within it. "Hurry." Getting back to the bee containment area was like playing a deadly game of hide-and-seek. The sisters crept through the facility, ducking behind equipment and sliding into shadows whenever guards passed. Their partially visible state made it even trickier. They finally reached the bee containment unit, pressing themselves against the wall beside the door. Inside, they could hear the gentle humming of dozens of barbecue bees. "Okay, quick and quiet," Devney whispered, "just like stealing cookies from Miss Pippin's kitchen."
"You mean the time you dropped the entire jar?"
"No, the other time."
A guard barked orders nearby. "All units, Mr. Vale wants increased security around the new specimens. Phase 2 begins in 30 minutes.
The sisters exchanged worried looks. Samaya peered around the corner, counting guards.
"Two at the door, probably more inside," she whispered. "We need a distraction."
Devney's eyes landed on a cart of laboratory equipment.
"Remember that time we accidentally started a food fight at school?"
"You mean the time you deliberately started a food fight and said it was an accident?"
"Same difference."
Devney grinned and moved toward the cart. Moments later, there was an enormous crash as the cart tipped over,
sending glass beakers and metal instruments clattering across the floor. The guards rushed to investigate, leaving the door momentarily unguarded. The sisters slipped inside, finding themselves in a room filled with humming bee containment units. Each unit held several barbecue bees, their golden scales glowing softly in the dim light. As Devney worked on the latch for one of the containment units, one bee pressed close, its antenna twitching. Something in its eyes seemed almost knowing. The latch clicked open. "Come on, little friend," Devney whispered. "We need your help." She flipped open a few more crates and a small cloud of bees hovered near her. To their amazement, the bees flew straight out and hovered between them, as if it had been waiting for this moment. Their little bee bodies already began glowing gently from the heat they were building up. Shouts from the hallway told them the guards had finished cleaning up the mess. Time to move. They rushed back toward the ancient chamber, the bees following like they knew exactly where to go. But just as they reached the entrance, Vale's voice echoed through the facility.
"Begin power-up sequence for phase two!"
The bees shot down the stairs ahead of them, drawn by some unseen force. They raced after it into the chamber just as Vale's machines roared to life above. The creature in the barrier writhed in pain as more power was drawn from it. The barbecue bees flew straight to the largest black crystal. Their bodies began to glow brighter than they'd ever seen, waves of heat distorting the air around them. The crystal made a high singing noise as the first crack appeared. The bees circled the black crystal, flying around and around it over and over again, heating it up. More alarms began blaring throughout the facility. Power fluctuated wildly. Lights flickered on and off. Vale's voice boomed over the intercom.
"Security breach in the lower levels! All units respond!"
The crack in the crystal grew larger, silver light spilling out. The creature inside the barrier reached toward it with a tendril of pure energy, brushing against the bees. Suddenly, their glow intensified tenfold. Up above, running footsteps thundered down the stairs. "Well," Devney said, watching the crack spread through the crystal, "this could have gone better." But Samaya was smiling. "Actually," she said, as more barbecue bees began pouring down the stairs, drawn by their fellow bees' call, "I think it's about to go exactly right." A shrieking sound was coming from the crystal as it began to break apart. Phase two was about to become something very different than what Vale had planned. The girls ran back near the stairs, hiding among the stalagmites, hoping to hold off the guards long enough to free the fairy. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and shout-out requests to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.